Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Somebody dropped their, quote, people I want to punch in the face list outside a grocery store. The reaction to this online has been pretty unanimous. People just want to know where they can buy this notepad. Someone posted a photo of a piece of paper they found on the ground outside their local grocery store. They thought it was a shopping list at first, but it was not.
Oh.
Instead, it had a list of names with a pre-printed font on the top that said, people I want to punch in the face, all in caps.
Nice.
Nice.
Now on to-do list.
And it lists specific times as well.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Schedule, nice.
Emma at 12.
Right. Wow.
Hunt at 3. Busy. Joe at 4.
It's a busy day.
So these are folks they probably run into at certain times of the day. Like Emma at lunch.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe there's a break in between. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe she chews too loud. You know,
take a little nap.
Have a chili dog.
Right.
Well, he probably
come back, punch Joe.
Well, he probably gets out of work.
Right.
Right, so 12 o'clock, Emma, lunch.
Emma's lunch, yeah.
Right,
go back to work.
Right.
3 o'clock, punch out, boom.
Literally punch out.
Yeah.
I'm getting Hunt on the way out of work.
Right.
And then I'm going to go over to wherever Joe is.
You got to distribute properly.
I'm going to get Joe at 4.
Exactly.
Very generic names, too.
Sophia, Donna, and Sam were also listed, but they didn't have times.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm going to catch them when I get them.
To be determined, yes. More freelance.
Are you a list person? Because if you're, so I write out 6 things I have to do every day, at least 6.
Yeah.
There's always 6.
Yeah.
I can't do less than 6.
Yeah.
Besides the show and exercise and whatnot. So I have to have a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's great satisfaction in scratching things off the list.
Love a list.
Yeah. I love a list.
I just love
putting that line through the word.
It's the best feeling. You feel accomplished. You're like, I'm proud of myself.
Here we go.
We did
getting
this.
It done.
I wrote, make a list. That's it.
Do you ever do that where you make
your
list?
That's as far as you get.
Make a list.
Man. You make the list, but you write something down you already did. So you're like, well, I did it already today.
I just did this. It wasn't on my list. Of course, I did that yesterday.
Look at me. I had a schedule. You go, me.
I didn't know trees were going to come in the mail yesterday. I put that on the list.
Nice.
I took care of trees.
Nice.
Scratch it off.
Wow.
Can you imagine the satisfaction of writing down someone you hate and then punching them in the face?
Putting a check mark.
That alone is satisfying, but then the crossing out.
Right.
Yeah.
Just tell them, I'm going off the list now.
It's a good feeling.
Who would be on your list of people you'd punch in the face?
Definitely someone who didn't return their shopping cart.
Back to the shopping cart, people.
Well, we're in a grocery store.
He's holding on to this.
Yep. Oh, and it gets worse in weather like this.
Yep.
More and more people are just like, yeah, F that.
Yep.
Just going to let this list off into the into the parking lot with no direction.
Yep.
I'm going to go with people who whistle.
Whistlers, nice. Stop that whistle.
Wow. Punch that whistler right in the face.
The urge to whistle right now. No,
right. I'm kidding. Don't you can't whistle. You can't whistle with fat lips.
That's right. I'm going to break your instrument.
That's all you say. That's all you hear.
People who drive too slow in the left lane.
That's a punch in the face. Yeah.
That is a punchable offense.
Yes.
Left lane driver. Left lane slow driver.
Slow driver.
Slow left lane driver.
Right, not the
slow
fast ones. Lane. You can't reach them.
What about Girl Scouts who sell cookies outside of stores? You want to punch them in the face?
I can't punch Girl Scouts. I do have morals.
They're so sweet,
I'm annoyed, but I'm not going
to
punch a Girl Scout. I'm not going to say it on the air because then folks are nuts.
You're not punching a cart person either. This is just a who would you like to.
Yeah, we're not punching.
But the thought of actually punching a Girl Scout, and I can't do it. No. There's other people out there to punch.
There'd be no satisfaction.
How about the jerk? That kid that has...
What about the person who gave the permission to the Girl Scouts to be outside the store?
Boom.
There.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Boom.
You can set up right
boom.
Here. Yes, that person. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you could set up outside the store.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a face full of Thin Mints. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Right. Okay, we'll go with that. Yes.
All right. Who else?
Going back into the store again, because I shop a lot, and I got to go shopping today. Marty, the Stop and Shop robot.
You want to punch him in the face?
I want to punch him in the face.
I think you should actually punch
that
Marty.
That thing's a pain in the ass. No, it probably has an alarm system or something.
he probably has
some arm that'll come out and like zap you.
With my luck, also, the eyes will go blood red, become a death machine. I'm like, running through the store.
Chaz and AJ.
Actually, actually, it's funny. I have that sticker over my work truck visor, and it would be people who do not use their signal light.
It's very common in the state, too. Just
guess where you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you guys very much. Love you guys.
What sticker do you have above your, what does it say?
My visor, I have people I want to punch in the face, a sticker.
You do? Where can you get one of those? Can I get one of those?
People are making money off this?
FG, I think.
Okay.
There we go.
That's a great site.
All right.
Okay. Awesome.
I think the pads might be able to be gotten, like the list at like the paper store, because they have all those funny ones. Like,
all right. What kind of truck do you drive? Because I don't want to get punched in the face by you.
Signal.
I better not say that out loud on the radio.
All right. So how about this guy here, David Standridge? He won the 2024 James Beard Chef Award.
Nice.
That's pretty
cool.
Outstanding.
Very prestigious.
He's executive chef at the Shipwright's Daughter on Main Street in Mystic. Well, how did you find out?
Well, they have it's kind of a long process. You know, we got nominated in January, and then the finals are announced in April. And then we went to Chicago on June 10th for the big sort of Oscars or the Food World Gala and award show. So we find out in person.
Oh, wow. It's like the Oscars.
In front of your peers.
That's so cool.
Right.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Banging pots together. Bam, bam, bam.
But there's a little bit of it where you fly out there, you're all dressed up, and you're like, I know they're going to call someone else, and I have to just sit here and say, I'm happy to be nominated.
Fake smile.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good. We're honest here. Good.
Wow. So did you have a speech written, or did you wing it, and what did you say?
I did, but I've written speeches. I can't read a speech. I don't know what's wrong with me. Every time I write a speech, I get up there, and I end up just saying something totally different.
You should write it out like a recipe.
I can't follow recipes either.
He goes by heart.
So you just wing it. So you
thank the right people. As long as you thank all the people, make sure you got to thank your wife and your kids and all that.
Right.
Stuff.
Okay. Good. Wife and kids. Owner of the Shipwright Daughter.
Owner of the restaurant. Yep, yeah. For sure.
Nice. Yep. People who taught you maybe.
Yep. Yeah.
Influences.
You know.
Fishermen, farmers.
Right.
People who help us.
All the people who.
Nice.
All right.
Do you have a signature dish?
Well, most of what we do is sustainable seafood, and it changes every day because we get different fish every day. But that's our signature. All the good stuff. We're right on the Connecticut coast. I mean, like, we have some of the best seafood in the world here, so we're lucky to be here, and we use the best things we can get our hands on.
I forgot who I was talking to over the weekend, but, you know, we had the lobster rolls come in.
Yep.
And they're great.
Love lobster
rolls. But you're taking this beautiful lobster, sticking it in buttered bread, mm-hmm. and then dumping butter on it.
And what's the problem with that?
Yeah, this is sounding better and better to me.
my choice went. I'm drooling like Pavlov over here.
How long has the Shipwright Daughter been open?
We opened 4 years ago in 2020.
Nice. Holy crap.
Damn.
Yeah.
Open a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, the hell of a time to do it.
Yeah, great time to open a restaurant. And four years later, you're on stage in Chicago.
100 years. Yeah, 4 years later, we managed to, I don't know, it's a lot of work, and I've had a lot of really great help along the way with my team. So,
although 4 years earlier, 4 years ago, lobster prices were really good because we weren't sending lobster out to China, so we had buns of lobster here.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we stopped selling lobster, but we don't sell lobster now either.
What was that picture I asked you just showed me?
Well, I was going to say, you just met Gordon Ramsay. He came into the restaurant.
I did. Yeah, he just came in. He's filming the kitchen here.
You know, David, you didn't have to push him over on his bicycle.
Yeah, you got to take out the competition somehow.
Someone sabotaged my bicycle. They took the nuts off the front wheel.
With Gordon out of the way, my path to television is clear.
Was this before or after the accident you met him?
He came in before.
And what, did he just walk in unannounced?
Right? That's so cool.
We got a reservation, actually, that said that he was part of that he was joining them. So we got a little heads up. It's funny. I was actually kind of annoyed because I was super busy that night. I had a private party the next day. And I was like, of course, it's going to be tonight. Now I got to stay here.
I was going to McDonald's.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
I was going to leave early and get that party tomorrow.
Son of a bitch.
Gordon Ramsay has to come.
God damn it.
I have a feeling you had something to do with that bike accident. I don't know. What did he order?
I think actually he had a burger, which was funny. But then, I told him I was not letting you get out of here eating just a burger. So we sent him a bunch of food.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but a good burger is a good burger.
I'm thinking he liked it.
Yeah, he liked it. He enjoyed everything. He was super, super gracious. Came into the kitchen, said hello to all the cooks, took pictures of everybody. It was nice. Really great to meet him.
Yeah, and when you see him on the BBC show, he's not yelling at people.
No.
We did that here because some TV producer said, yeah, you got to have controversy. Or
screaming, yeah.
But it's a really great show, and he's a really wicked smart guy.
Actually, a very nice person. Yeah.
The one where he teaches the kids is great, too.
Yeah.
And he's very patient with them. He really gives them a lot of encouragement. It's a whole different side of him.
Can't scream at kids on TV.
You called us a mud pie!
Although, I hate to say it,
I'd watch it.
Just because it's different.
He made that one cry.
I might not be laughing,
but
I'd watch it because it's different.
Yeah,
did you give him a tour of the kitchen?
Yeah, he came into the kitchen, took some pictures, you know.
That had to be a little nervous because he always finds like a dead mouse in a toaster.
Right. What is this? It's a Rose Motel.
You know, I'm talking more about this visit than your career, and you just won this amazing award, but, you know. He's known for coming into kitchens and like finding what's wrong.
Yeah.
So you stayed late. When you got the heads up, you're like, all right, we got to clean this place up a little bit, right?
No, it's always in good shape.
Nice.
I don't really worry about that kind of stuff.
Cool. But,
I like that. Yeah. If it's just always clean, you don't have to worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know who was like that? Chef Jerry from the Woodward House.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Marines, and so to him, everything had to be scrubbed, taken apart,
and
stripped
organized.
Down. That night, when you closed, that was another couple
Every
of
day,
hours of
no getting matter what.
Together.
Yeah. Oh, man, yep.
But it sounds like you do the same thing there.
We do, yeah. It's a brutal exercise, but we clean the whole kitchen every day, so it's all good.
I have to go out. I haven't been optimistic in a while.
Same.
This was nearly my son's first restaurant visit, and we were walking around Mystic one day, and we were just looking for a place to kind of pop in, and you guys have sort of like lunch hours where you're not open. So I think we were walking around, and we were like, ah, damn, okay, we'll find another place. But we walked right past, and that was the first place we sort of looked in. It's beautiful over there, man.
I need clam strips and fries.
You can really walk the whole area very easily.
Okay. So when I'm in Mystic, I'm typically on vacation and drinking.
Uh-huh.
I just got a text from my wife. We had dinner at the Shipwright Moron.
Well, you went to the Shipwright dinner.
I don't know what I walk into.
That's a different restaurant. The Shipwright Moron is totally different.
David, I loved it. It was awesome.
I love this.
Red Lobster going on right now.
Oh, my God. I'm such a boob. All right. A little embarrassed.
Oh, awesome.
Well,
if you got a guy that asked if you serve lasagna, it might have been Chad.
Yeah. Did someone ask for meatballs?
You're my favorite customers.
Are you from Connecticut originally?
No, I'm actually born and raised in New Jersey, but mostly I worked in New York. I moved here.
All right.
Nice.
Okay, so you got some real good experience in New York.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Always have a Yankee hat on. I get a lot of flack for that up here.
No.
Yeah.
It is annoying and Mystic. It's like, hey, man, this is still Connecticut.
Yeah, relax. You
know?
Yeah. All right, very good. Well, we're all going to make a trip out to Shipwright's daughter in Mystic.
Trip.
We're linked up on the radio station website. Congratulations.
Yeah, very well deserved, man.
Well deserved.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. The next time I go in there, I'm going to know I'm going in there. I will enter sober, I promise. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Any concert updates?
Well, we finally got Rod Stewart announced, so that was good. But it's, at Mohegan Sun, September 7th. So that was very good. But on an overall basis, no. Now we're in the business of trying to sell tickets for the summer.
Gotcha.
Okay. So everything that's going to be announced for the summer has been announced?
Everything for July and August. We still have a few shows in September at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Oakdale, Mohegan Sun. One more show at Xfinity we'll announce. And then we'll be into the fall.
Uh-oh. Nice. Oh, wow.
And how is that sound side selling? I hesitate because the name.
Yeah.
The name is could have thought of a better name, easier. So we got so used to sound on sound.
That's it. That's the problem.
Rolls tongue. Yep.
Yeah. Which is really a good name, and then you know, when our division took over that runs our festivals, they really wanted to change the name. So they came up with the name Soundside. Never asked me, so I never gave my opinion that. God, it doesn't quite roll off the tongue the way Sound on Sound did. But
you don't know what it means.
It's like a condo complex.
When you hear Soundside, you don't know.
I'll tell you what it means because I ask the same questions. The music is on the side of the sound, the Long Island Sound. So it's, I know.
I know, they're trying to make it, look, the less syllables for me, the better.
Yeah, you've heard me talk.
But it's like going on a radio station, a new station. You just know when you relax, you're going to say the wrong call letters of your previous.
Yes.
So every time I say sound side, I have to slow down and make sure.
Be now deliberate.
Say the right thing.
Now I got to think.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think after the first year, we'll get used to it, and it will sound like, what were we thinking?
Sound side is
a normal name.
This is the best.
Amazing.
Right. It's much better than sound on sound, I'm going to say. But it just takes getting used to it. You know, we did 2 years of branding it with a certain name, and now we're branding it with a different name. But hopefully this name will last.
And how are tickets selling for that?
They're fabulous. I mean, the Noah Kahn date is almost sold out. The GA is completely sold out. Some people are buying GA two-day tickets to get the Noah tickets because they want to only go for GA. There is still some GA plus VIP and Sky Decks available. The Foo Fighters is selling great.
Awesome.
And together we've got about 42,000 tickets sold.
Wow.
Whoa.
For the 2 days. Oof.
Is there a difference in price of Sunday because it's the Foo Fighters and Saturday, or it's
no.
same?
No.
Okay.
No.
Nice.
Our that was one of the things that our festival division said they don't like to do. They like to keep the prices similar to the other days, which is something we didn't do in the past. But that's, I guess, what festivals do.
Well, I like that both, you know, it's a, in the past, it's always been, well, you go Saturday night.
Yeah.
This one is like, well, you go Sunday night, you go Saturday night, you go, both nights are winners.
Right.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting because it's really become sort of a 2 day, 1 day festival. And what I'm meaning is that if you're like Noah, who clearly is incredibly popular.
Yeah.
You're probably a bit different generation than the Foo Fighters generation. There is some slippage between the two, so people are buying more one-day tickets than in the past when people bought two-day tickets.
So you're getting two different crowds.
Yes, which I happen to like because it means they'll show up both days. Sometimes when people buy two-day tickets and they're beat from being out in the sun from one day, and it's their favorite day, they don't come on Sunday. They'll just come Saturday.
Right.
We saw a big drop-off on the way Sunday people showed up compared to Saturday. So I love the one-day ticket plan that they did.
Dave and Warren, what's your question for Jimmy Coplick?
I was wondering what you're doing with Shania Twain.
What happened? What?
Shania Twain, you wanted to ask about.
Ooh.
What am I doing with her?
She's sitting right next to me, actually.
Right.
And the phone.
My dog would be complimented by that if she was sitting next to me. She's not touring for this year, as far as I know. I don't think she's touring in 2024. But if she tours in 2025, we'll bring her back.
I know she's got a residency in Vegas.
Yes, that's not what I consider a tour.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying I know that. Okay.
Yeah, no. I go to residencies. I've been to a few of them, and they're wonderful, but they take away the need to tour. So as a concert promoter that depends on tours, I'm not in love with them.
Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah. I'd love to see the Eagles come around, but I hope they don't play too many shows at the Sphere.
Right.
Right. What is that, a 10-day... Is that a 10-day thing, like a 1 month thing?
Yes, I think they
10 shows.
I think they just added 4 more shows yesterday.
Oh boy!
Which I can't. Of course, it's the greatest venue I've ever been to, and
they're nesting.
they're nesting. It's true, and but that means they're not touring the States because they're playing the Sphere.
Yeah.
So hopefully, it will be short lived, the residencies. And they'll want to go out on the road and visit everybody where they live. So, I think you'll see Shania in 2025 would be my guess.
Thank you, Dave. Where would you put Shania?
Mohegan Sun for sure.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it would be great at Mohegan Sun. She'd do fabulous. She'd be great there.
Speaking of this residency, somebody asked, will Bob Weir do dates with Wolf Brothers after Dead & Company residency at the Sphere?
I believe he will, yes. I think Bob Weir will be on the road until he's physically unable to be on the road, but he is in such amazing shape.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, he and AJ could take the shirts off.
Nope, not that one.
No.
No, he'd no. win that one.
No.
He'd win that one, yeah. I got a lot. Yeah. I need a little
no offense,
work.
But no.
None taken.
Well, okay.
I've been through a lot.
Well, I could tell you, when we had Bob Weir last year in Bridgeport, he was doing these exercises out on the grass lawn next to the barn and with these weights and ropes and things like that. And, you know, the guy's got to be in his mid-70s. It was remarkable. Just remarkable.
Michelle in Brantford, what's your question for Jimmy?
Is 30 Seconds to Mars ever coming to Brantford? I'm in Connecticut.
that would be pretty cool. She's the bathroom, maybe.
No, I think she's wishing for something. Like, I was with Shania Twain a few minutes ago. I think it's the perfect venue for them. But as far as I know, no tour in 2024.
Andre in Derby.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
I know he's got family up in New Jersey, but is there any chance we can get Paul McCartney here in Connecticut? I'm just sick of driving all the way up there.
Well, I had to drive to Fenway last year to see Paul myself, so I know the feeling. Although, I tend to see him in the Hamptons every summer.
Oh, cool.
When I tried to say hello to him a couple of years ago, this lady pointed her finger at me and said, get away.
Really?
Wow.
And as every man knows, when a lady points her finger at you, you listen.
Really?
Yes.
That makes me want to go even further.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, that antagonizes me.
Not
now.
Not me. I don't want that.
Yeah. No, me neither. I'm afraid of that.
Challenge. Now it's on.
And it was Paul McCartney, and I said, you know, I'm not even going there. I'm getting away.
It's so, funny, no. If he saw you, he'd be like, Jimmy, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hi, Jimmy. Hey, how you doing? Oh, listen to my wife.
Well, that would have been not possible because I've actually never met Paul McCartney, so it would have been great.
Oh.
You know, I promoted Paul McCartney.
See?
And then last year I was in Sag Harbor, made famous by Justin Timberlake a few days ago. But
infamous, yes.
But I was in Sag Harbor, actually right near the hotel that he was drinking at, and I saw John Bon Jovi, who I know really well, so we came over and we hugged each other. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, Robert Kraft is doing just finished a showing of Oppenheimer. So he invited all of us, all of his friends. So I said, oh, that's great. I hadn't seen it yet. And I said, it was good. He liked it, blah, blah, blah. I start walking away. And who's walking out of the theater? Paul McCartney.
Oh.
And I said, damn it. If I was still next to John, I would have said to John, can you introduce me to Paul McCartney? But
who's
I missed
friend?
That time, too.
Yeah, who's your friend?
Can I tell you, that's... You know, you got to think about it. Of all the places on the planet these people could be, like the Hamptons.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real special place to have right there in listening range.
Yep.
Well, you know, a lot of famous rock stars now have their homes in the Hamptons. Billy Joel, Jimmy Buffett did. John Bon Jovi does. Paul McCartney does. It really is become a rock star hamlet out there.
Well, he could have been like, hey, John, I forgot to tell you something. Oh, hey, Paul.
Yeah, right. Really, anything.
Right.
Anything.
All right, Andre, thank you.
All right, see you.
And you're going to the Hamptons soon, correct?
Yes, I spend much of July and August out in the Hamptons.
Nice.
Yes.
Doesn't suck.
No. I enjoy it. My girlfriend and I enjoy it. And, you know, I'll travel in for some shows. I'll take the ferry or I'll drive in for some cover some shows. And but overall, we spend... You know, a couple of months out there.
Nice and tranquil.
And you're going out to Vegas this summer?
Yes, I'm going out to Vegas on July 4th because my girlfriend's son, his name is DJ Cassidy. And
can you look this up, Phil?
DJ Cassidy is he's doing a residency at Planet Hollywood.
Residency? Wow.
Yeah, he's doing six shows he's doing there. And he's got these 90s hip-hop acts like Fat Joe and Boys to Men and Roger Hill and all these 90s hip-hop acts that appear with him.
Yeah. They come out with him.
Yeah, they come out. He's on the whole show, and he brings them out, and they sing their hit songs, and he DJs behind them and sings with them. And
whoa,
that's so cool.
Yeah, he's. I always say his popularity is great because I've got 2,800 followers on Facebook. He's got 176,000 followers on Facebook. So
wow.
Okay, you name them.
Big difference. Big difference between the two of us.
If he's doing a residency, I'm guessing he's making some serious money.
Yes, he does quite well, I will say. He does quite
wow.
well. Yes,
wow.
He lives in a beautiful house in West Hollywood and has a wonderful girlfriend, and we love spending time with them, so it'll be nice to be out there.
Awesome.
Even though it'll be 110 degrees out
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
That won't
but
be
it's a dry
nice.
Heat, so.
He's a DJ. It's unbelievable.
Right, but what are we doing wrong here?
Took him up?
Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Over 300,000 followers on Instagram.
How many?
Over 327,000 on Instagram.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, holy crap. Yeah.
Nice.
I'll have to ask him for a loan.
What'd you learn, Phil?
Yeah, so it's less more like his music and more just like kind of putting together a bunch of people to share the stage. Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh are going to be there nightly for this entire thing throughout the Vegas residency. And then he's got other guys coming in from like the Wu-Tang Clan and stuff. It's unreal. Public Enemy's going to be there.
Wow.
Jermaine Dupri. Like, he's got incredible names coming.
Damn.
That's impressive.
I don't know one song by any of them,
right.
And I have to sit through the whole thing, okay?
So this would be the equivalent of going to like a five-year-old's dance recital.
Right.
It's a little different because it's exciting to watch the crowd.
Right.
So, and I'm
right.
a concert promoter, and he's great on stage, and she's not listening, so I could say whatever I want.
Right, right, right.
Because she lives in the city, but he's great to watch. Do I know any of the songs? No, I don't know one single hip-hop song from the 90s. I don't know any of them. So I just enjoy watching everybody enjoy themselves.
Cool.
Brad.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Long time listener. Hello, guys. Jimmy, I had a question about, I'm a veteran, and I went on vet check.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you, sir.
No problem, guys. Every time I go on vet check, I say Connecticut, and it sends me to, like, New York. There's a circus in upstate New York for free tickets. I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm like, usually it's at the amphitheater, maybe Hartford, or what's the other one, the arena. What's the link? It's just vet check, and after that, it just sends you off somewhere else.
Well, I've never tried the link itself. I'm not a vet, so I don't even know how to get on it, but we just gave 200 tickets to Billy Currington at the Amp and in Bridgeport, so they're available. We give well over 10,000 tickets a year in Connecticut to vets.
Yeah, no, I heard. I think it was like last week, and I was like, "Oh wow, let's go!" And then
you know what to do?
I actually was on the highway and I passed it, and I'm like, "Damn, I could have went to that."
Call the Oakdale box office, and they will give you better instructions because that's who puts everything up on vet tickets.
All right, thank you so much.
All right.
Good day.
Thank
awesome.
You.
You too, man.
Thank you.
Paul in Stratford.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good. Mr. Koplik, I don't know if you'll be able to even answer this question or not, but this...
I don't like questions that start with Mr. Koplik. Are you an attorney? I'm just going to hang up on
no,
you.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Not an attorney.
Okay.
Trying to be polite. This Best of All Worlds tour that Sammy Hagar is doing with Michael Anthony and Joe Satriani, do you know, do you have any inside information or hear any rumors? Because I'm like all over this stuff and I haven't seen anything or heard anything. Are they going to be doing like when Van Halen did their shows, are they going to be doing like solos? Like, is Joe Satriani going to do, like, an Eddie Van Halen solo?
I would imagine so, yes. I would think so. I mean, this tour is definitely based on Van Halen, obviously,
because
of the name of the tour.
And Joe can play.
And Joe can play Eddie Van Halen.
Joe can...
Yeah, there's no question he could do it.
I've been all over it. Joe can,
they're going to have to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Eddie's Eddie. There's no other Eddie.
They've got to be very careful how they do that.
Very careful.
When David Lee Roth was touring Eat 'Em and Smile, and he had, what's his face? Steve Vai? Steve Vai? Was his guitar player?
Yes.
Okay, and Steve Vai started doing an Eddie Van Halen kind of thing, and everyone started booing.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, leave it alone, pal.
Yeah, that's not yours.
That's not yours.
That's not yours.
So, I don't know. I think...
I think the songs they'll do will be not the Eruption type songs that only Eddie could pull off, Eruption, in my opinion. I think, you know, it'll be more of the Sammy hits.
Right.
And the Sammy hits, Eddie plays great guitar, but he's not so much out in front on the Sammy hits as he is on the David hits, in my opinion. But, Chaz, you're the expert on Van Halen,
well,
that's for sure.
Well, you know, amateur expert.
No,
but,
I'm good at it.
Well, Paul, it's going to be a great show no matter what.
And there'll be solo stuff in the fact that, you know, Sammy will do, I'm sure I can't drive 55 and stuff like that. He'll do his solo hits too, but a lot of Van Halen.
Thank you. Mark in Wallingford.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I was wondering if there were any plans to bring Dream Theater to Connecticut and if they knew if they were doing a U.S. leg of the tour yet. I know they're in Europe right now.
They're in Europe right now, and when they come back, they've talked to us about a U.S. leg, and we will happily bring them back to Oakdale.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Go over here to
I've
Gary.
Been working with those guys for almost 30 years now.
Yeah. Is that right? It goes by. A blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Gary in Wallingford.
Good morning. Hey, this is the rapper culture. I'm a rock and roller, but the rapper kind of thing, I've heard that they have these wars between each other, and certain rappers will buy out a house out of tickets so another rapper will perform in front of an empty house. Is that real? You see that kind of thing happening?
No. That's not real. One of our concerts got accused of that. It didn't happen that way.
That's good to hear. All right.
With Quavo down in Bridgeport, it did not happen. They did not buy all the tickets. I would be very much against that, even though I'd love to have the money, but the fans should see the show.
So, if you had the choice of empty stadium or sold out stadium, but empty,
right?
Sold out, but empty.
Right. That's just what it would be. You're right. Every ticket would be sold and nobody would be in the audience.
Right.
That's crazy.
But that's not what happened. I remember when that went kind of mini viral.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just a few months ago.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
No.
Thank you, man. I wanted to talk to you about really hot concerts, but the tribe is going bananas. They want to talk to you, so I'm just going to keep rolling here. John in Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, Jimmy. Hey, morning. Would you ever consider bringing your stepson's act to Bridgeport?
My stepson?
The DJ.
DJ
Cassidy?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, absolutely. We actually talked about maybe bringing him to Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd love to go to that.
Yeah. We've actually talked about it. Cassidy and I discussed it actually about a month ago about coming to Mohegan Sun.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, John.
But it's always dangerous when your girlfriend's son you bring to concert. You do something wrong, you're in trouble with your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I want.
The air gets very still and cold.
Right. It's hard to undo that.
What happened? It was so nice a moment ago.
You know, there was a time that Peter Frampton toured with Jay Giles Band, and he had the same manager, a guy named D. Anthony. And it was in Springfield that it happened, actually. We had Springfield one night, New Haven the next night. So Jay Giles was the headliner. Peter Frampton just was getting enormous. He gets on stage in Springfield. The whole audience goes crazy. Poor Peter Wolf and Jay Giles have to follow him. It just didn't feel right anymore because the audience was just so excited over Frampton. The normal Jay Giles audience freak out didn't happen.
Oops.
So I'm backstage with D, and Peter Wolf comes over to D and says, I can't follow this guy. The audience gets too crazy. So D goes, well, then you're not going to be considered the headliner. He said, I don't care. I can't follow this guy. Next night, New Haven, Jay Giles opened up, and Peter Frampton closed the show.
Nice.
About a month or two later, both artists fired D. Anthony.
Oops. Okay.
There we go.
So I don't want to get fired by my girlfriend for doing something
right.
Wrong.
DJ Cassidy,
that's
probably
the crux
not
of that
coming
story.
To Connecticut.
No.
Kelly has a question for Jimmy Koplik. What is it, Kelly?
I just wanted to know if you had ever heard of Johnny Clegg and Savuka, or Johnny Clegg and Joluka. Johnny Clegg was very popular in the 70s and 80s, and some in the 90s, by breaking boundaries in South Africa and bringing some of his music worldwide, by being a white singer, guitarist at the front while the rest of his band was black. And he performed pretty much in a lot of different places, but before he passed away of pancreatic cancer, I think it was 2019, he played at the Richfield Playhouse recently.
Oh. Well, we did play him at Toad's Place back in the early 90s.
I was there. That was my first concert, and I was 7 years old, and my mom got me out of summer school early.
How did she get you into Toad's? Right.
At seven.
She's got a fake ID, of course.
This isn't going well.
South African, like, Zulu music is, his music is great. It's rock, reggae, jazz.
Sounds great.
It's a little bit of everything. And he was, he also had a degree in anthropology, I believe it was. So he really did, if I'm getting that correct, because I'm so nervous being on the radio.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go anyway. So, but I'm glad you brought his name up, and I'm glad that the tribe got to hear about this person.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great person and artist.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
He really was. I'm sorry.
And your mother, I want to talk to her about bringing you into Toad's Place at 7.
Overcoat.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
They didn't pat her down.
Wait, one really big purse.
There's a person in here. You just dress like a dog.
Wow. 7. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're going to see this artist.
Yep. Little baby bud. We're good.
Jeff in Monroe wants to know about Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley's playing Mohegan Sun. I think it's June 30, if I remember correctly, but double check that. I think it's June 30 at Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
Is that what you wanted to know, Jeff?
Well, no, I wanted to know if he was as nice of a guy as he seems, and who does Jimmy say who's a nice guy who's, in person?
No. I know how to ask this question.
Okay.
I know how to ask it. All right. So first part. Thank you, Jeff. First part is Brad Paisley as nice as he seems?
Yes, he is.
Second part is, we were talking about this earlier. Someone dropped a list of people they'd like to punch in the face outside of a grocery store.
Yes.
And it went viral, and we were talking about it. Which artists that you've worked with that you would like to, not harm, but maybe lightly punch in the face?
Well, clearly have to be an artist I'll never work with again if I mention his name, right?
Right.
Or her name. I can't punch a girl, so can't.
Right.
Girls are out.
Okay.
Girls are out.
I will narrow it down. Narrowing it down.
Although I've had just as many problems with artists, whether they're male or female, doesn't matter.
Okay.
The lead singer of INXS was obnoxious. He's passed now.
He's going to hit.
Not because I punched him. He didn't pass because I punched him.
No, I'm just saying he's going to hit now.
Right.
There's no dodging happening.
I'm going to hit him twice.
Yeah, you know he's not going to hit you back.
Right.
No.
That'd be an excess.
I would say
right.
David Crosby would be on your list.
David Crosby tried to punch me in the face, so I would have had to punch him back.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
It would have been fair that way. But yes, David, but he's passed also.
Right. So
you better not wish I want to punch you in the face.
I'm saying
that's
here,
a good
Jimmy.
Sign. I don't even have to punch you.
Right.
There is a woman who I think you would punch in the face.
No, don't say it like that. I might want to, but I would never do that.
Yes. You would like to see them get punched in the face
by another woman.
Yeah.
All
right. Yes.
All right, maybe not that. Maybe, how about this? If you were dreaming about this person getting punched in the face, you might have a little smirk on your face
as
you're dreaming this.
Right.
Yes.
Who would that be?
Well, I know who I'm thinking of.
I know.
And
I'm
going to
say Linda Ronstadt.
I'm going to say that, too.
Yes. I had a very bad experience with Linda at the New Haven Coliseum back in the late 70s, early 80s, where I had this wonderful autograph book for my daughter. And every artist that I brought in signed it, and I put a backstage pass on the page. Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Grateful Dead. You too. I can go right down the line.
All nice
Bowie.
Yep.
It's amazing. So my assistant Victor, who helps me run the shows, brings the book into Linda's dressing room, and she would not sign the book. So he comes out and says, "I'm sorry, Linda will not sign the book." I said, "Did you show her all the pages of all the famous people that are in the book?" "Yeah, she's just not in a good mood. She doesn't want to sign the book." I said, "She just has to sign her name. She doesn't have to be in a good mood."
Yeah.
So he said, I'm sorry, she won't. I said, well, you tell her I'm not going to give her her autograph.
Yeah.
She walks in there. He walks in there. She laughs at the fact that I'm not going to give her my autograph.
Because that yours would come on a check.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Until it came time to pay her, then we traded autographs.
Nice.
But I was shocked that she took such an attitude.
That's a weird stance to take.
I wonder if that person, knowing that she was in a bad mood, was afraid to approach her and just came to you and said, she's not going to sign
it. Made it up.
And, well, you know what? And all I've heard are great things about her.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah. So, no, you know who you want to have punched in the face? The assistant.
Right.
She works for me.
Oh, never mind.
All right.
All right, Jimmy. Great segment as always. Talk to you next week, brother.
You got it, guys.
All right, okay. Thanks.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.